Open Windows, January the 6th. Spiritual Progress. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Our natural mind is a great obstacle in the race which we are running, cropping up all the time with its complexes, its arguments, its interests and its methods. When the Corinthians were brought into the church, they left behind their obvious sins, but they carried over into their new realm the old, natural ways of thinking and reasoning which belonged to the world and not to the Spirit of God. But the apostle remonstrated with them, "But we have the mind of Christ," so urging them to allow the cross to be planted between the natural mind and the spiritual. We shall only come to the fullness of Christ as we leave behind the mind of the natural man and move on more and more in the progress of the mind of Christ. On everything, every judgment, every conclusion, every analysis, every appraisal, we must ask the Lord, "Is this your mind, Lord, or is it mine?" We may sometimes feel that we have the strongest ground for taking up a certain attitude or coming to a certain conclusion. We may feel we have all the evidence and are so convinced, and yet we may be wrong. The man who wrote the letter to the Corinthians knew from deep and bitter experience that this was the case. In Acts 26:9 we read, "I verily thought that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth." Oh, there was no man who had stronger convictions as to the righteousness of his course than Saul of Tarsus. The great revolution which took place in him when he came to Christ was that he had to say, "I have been all wrong in my fundamental way of thinking." After that confession, he made good headway in the race because he was always ready to subject his thinking to the jurisdiction of his crucified Lord. This is the way of spiritual progress. We shall not get very far while we hold on to our own opinions and our own conclusions, even though we may have the support of others. We have to learn to conquer our natural minds by submission to the mind of Christ. Oh, this is most important if we are concerned about spiritual progress. And spiritual progress is the increase of Christ. There is no other.